Now at Menards, save big money on everything for your next project. Shop our huge selection of concrete. From general purpose concrete to specialty sand and mortar mixes, we have what you need to get any job done right. View our entire selection online or in store today and save big money. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
My American.
I've been tracking Sasquatches for 25 years.
My American.
Global awakening to the new world order.
My American.
Artificial intelligence.
My American.
Do you believe in UFOs?
Yes, sir. Extraterrestrial.
You're listening to Pardon My American.
Oh, happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Hello.
Hello, Greg. How are
it
you?
It is a Monday.
You got to get that.
Oh, boy.
Got to get that crack in, dude. The Monday brewski.
So make sure to pour some out for Joe Biden, okay?
Not yet, though.
He's not dead yet.
Yeah, we can't pour it out until he's gone. You know what I'm saying? You got to.
Well, hey.
You know what I mean?
Some people are just like, he has cancer? Oh, well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's that's the big news. Cancer.
Yeah. Well, there's multiple different things going on with that. The fact that he had it for one, or has it for one.
Yeah.
The fact that the White House doctors lied about it for so long.
That's pretty weird. Yeah, it's hard to trust them now, right?
Yeah, right?
Like, no, he's fucking great. He's actually, he's like a spry 30-year-old.
He is the epitome of health.
Yeah, dude. Prostate be damned. You know what I mean? Like, it's all good.
And then fucking, I saved a video earlier, fucking Comer came out on the news, and is now that this has come out, he's like, clearly it's been going on so long, it's affecting his mental capacity. And I think that's why, and apparently it can start affecting your mental side of things if it goes so long.
Yeah.
And he brought up the auto pen and the pardons. Comer brought that up.
Mm.
And he's like, so who was, we need to look in, he's saying that they're going to look into who was doing the auto pen sighting, like who's in charge of that whole thing, and was Biden even aware when it was happening of who was he was pardoning?
Yeah, I think that we talked about that before, right? I don't,
a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, listen, there's a couple avenues, right? Like the doctors, you know, are all in on this thing, or like Jill Biden's in on it, right? They don't want him to know, you know, because I mean, listen, you
don't want him to know.
Maybe they didn't want him to know that he actually had cancer.
He knew, dude.
I mean, I'm sure he did.
For prostate cancer to get that fucking far along, you've had it for a long fucking time.
I know, but that
Well, is his prostate in his brain? Because he's fucking brain dead, dude. I'm just saying, like, the world knew it for a long fucking time.
Well, not that
they're
he had cancer.
There's something going on. I'm just saying, like, there's something going on with this guy.
Yeah.
And everybody could see it.
Except
for the mainstream news, dude.
Yeah. I'm not like, totally convinced that those are tied together. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, his mental decline may not be tied into the cancer part. We all knew that. But how old
maybe,
is he? How old is he, man? I mean, come on. Let's not lie about his age.
What was he, 83?
He's very, very old. He's very,
he's
very
not
old.
Much older 80, than Trump.
81? Well, listen, yeah. But you can live to 100 or you can live to 60. You know what I'm saying? Like, it depends on the person.
That's true.
Trump is spry. Yeah. Trump is, you know, he's up and he's agile and he's doing shit. He's playing golf all the time. Like, Joe Biden's not that, bro. You know, he's not that.
Well, how many juicer boosters did Joe Biden get, too? I don't even think that he actually got boosters? That stuff, but I'm just saying, well, that could play a part into it, too.
I'll say this. It makes more sense now when you look back at the old photos when he had the bruised hands and shit.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
He's for sure getting
Seems
IVs.
Kind of like
and
a
shit
treatment
done.
Kind of thing. You know right? what I'm saying? But then again, he's old. And so it could have been that he's dehydrated because he's old. Could have been that he was doing other things. I mean, it's not the. There was a guy that came out. I wish I remember his name, but he was like, you guys see him, everybody knows who he is. I don't know right off the top, but he's like, I also have prostate cancer, the same form as he has. And I've had it for, you know, 10 years plus, and I'm not expecting to live much longer than the summer. So I know, you know, he like may have not known about it. You know what I mean? It's just, it's one of those things that like, it creeps up. You don't really know about it. And then it gets into your bones, which is, I think what they were saying is what's going on with him. But the actual prostate cancer can go unnoticed for long time, man. And so,
but isn't it interesting though? Like, you had Ruth Bacon Cheeseburger. She beat cancer numerous times, and I'm talking like heavy doses of cancer, like pancreatic cancer. No one beats that, and she beat it for a limited time.
No one beats it.
No one,
except for the burger.
I'm just saying, look it up, dude. Like, pancreatic cancer has like a 95% kill rate, something like that.
That's
dude.
True.
It's that like does. It's like a death sentence.
It's very high,
and she survived it. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I'm like, okay, so she survived several bouts of this cancer, and then you have Biden, who's like this ex-president, like, and you know, presidents live a long time, right? Like, notoriously,
in general,
unless you're like JFK, but. Like, you'll live a long time.
That was not by choice. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. Right? And it wasn't by nature either.
Yeah. Involuntary.
Listen, I'm with you, but here's the thing is, like, again, everybody's different, man, right? Like, there's been many politicians who die of cancer or die of other natural causes or unnatural stuff.
True, but what is it?
Pancreatic.
No, it's not pancreatic.
He has prostate cancer. I thought you were talking about
Prostate cancer is the easiest one to identify. They say you can identify it just by a simple blood test.
For sure. Well, and I think it has like the highest likelihood of survival rate if you catch it early, stuff like that. I don't know if he's caught it early.
And it takes a long time for it to mastize or whatever it's called.
But that's if you're looking for it, correct? I mean, if you're looking for the cancer, right?
Yeah, but why wouldn't they be doing these health screenings for presidential candidates? Are they not looking for all that shit?
That's what I'm saying. Like, because cancer, like doing like a cancer search or like a cancer test, that's part of like a health benefit. Like a cancer
especially when you're old.
And a president.
Yeah, I listen.
That's what I'm trying
to
say. Like, Ruth Bacon Cheeseburger, like, she's in this position of power. Like, people cared about her because she got the votes to turn whatever agenda into like reality. But like, now that Biden's just this slop on the side of the road, not that he wasn't this whole fucking time. It's like, let him die. You know what I mean? Mm. Maybe he doesn't have access to the shit that he once did. I don't know.
I'm sure he does, dude.
Listen, what I'm saying is like, if you don't necessarily, and again, I don't know what the presidential, you know, run is of like what they check for, right? But listen, what you're saying makes sense to a 56-year-old, 40-year-old, 70-year-old. You know what I mean? Like, the range where you've got life left, right? Like, they may not look at it because he's 82. I looked it up. He's 82. Mm-hmm. And they're like, listen, he's 82 years old. He's still active, you know, somewhat active. He's a president, for Christ's sake. Like, cancer is probably not happening because he's not showing that. Dementia seems more likely, right? So it would make more sense to do studies on him because he's declining mentally. Did they do dementia studies and all these other things, tests on him? Maybe the cancer just wasn't on the radar because he's 82, and maybe his parents don't have cancer, or he, you know, none of his family get cancer. I don't know. We got to look it up, right? Because I don't know what the.
I did a Grok search, and everybody knows Grok is a piece of shit because it
lion sack of shit, bro.
But I said, do ex presidents get routine cancer screenings? Yes, former U.S. presidents typically receive routine cancer screenings as part of their comprehensive medical care after leaving office. They are entitled to lifelong health care benefits through the former President's Act, which includes access to medical services often provided by military hospitals or private physicians. These screenings align with the standard medical guidelines for their age and risk factors, right?
Yeah.
This includes prostate exams, colonoscopies, skin cancer checks. He had a history of skin cancer.
I know, but what I'm saying is like, what you're saying is accurate, but none of that's saying that they are forced to. So my point is he has access to all of it, but if he doesn't feel like he needs to be checked for it because he doesn't feel like he has it.
I don't know if you get a choice if you're running for president of the United States. I think they check you for all that shit.
But after,
because they want to know, like, the government's going to want to need to know, like, are you a health risk? Are we going to have to be on standby all the time? Yeah. Especially what the public is going to need. Are they voting for you? Do they need to know if you're going to die halfway through?
I think they're going to fake his death, dude. I think he's going to go live on that island with Jeffrey. You know what I mean? He became a master mason on his last day in office. Now he's part of the club. He's got to do his fake death ritual. He's going to go somewhere and fucking live peacefully for the rest of his life.
My question is, if they're just announcing that he's been diagnosed, and all the doctors are coming on TV, there's clips of people on CNN, on Fox, everywhere, saying he most likely had this for years.
Yeah.
And if there was a check done and they knew about it, why would he not be being treated for it? And maybe, like you said, the bruises on his hand look like IVs. He's had IVs several times. Maybe he was being treated for it or is being treated for it.
Well, he hasn't really said anything.
He hasn't said shit.
So that's the thing is, like, he may have known and hid that because he was running for president again. Yeah. Was president, and obviously, if he would have came, and we know this, right? If he would have came out during the first term of he had and said, "I have fucking prostate cancer," mostly the right, would have been like, "Get this fucking guy. What are we doing? Like, he's old as shit. Yeah, he's old, and like the treatments are going to be rough, and we don't know how long he has and what.
He's a health risk. You can't like have a country. Maybe we all of a sudden go into a war, and then your president dies from cancer. That wouldn't.
Well,
be
think
good.
About it though. Like, I mean, Jimmy Carter revealed the plan to have the first woman president, right? Where he was talking to that little girl saying, the first woman president will become president when the male president dies. She'll be vice president, and then she will resume the role, right? So I'm wondering, like, if that was supposed to happen sooner than later. Like, this cancer thing, I wonder if it's, like, 4 years too late. You know what I mean? Well, I'm just saying, what if they had this plan to like give him cancer a long time ago? And it's just now it's popping up.
Yeah. I just think that what he was saying was probably just truth, man. I mean, the idea that like a woman would be voted in it's going to be an uphill battle. Like it just is. I'm not saying I wouldn't support a woman president. There's plenty that probably would be great, but I'm just saying like that is an uphill battle. Like no matter what we say, and like, yeah, we're all equal. No, it's harder. It's harder. So like the idea that he was saying was like, I don't know that a woman's going to be the first one. I don't know if she's going to be voted in rather than be a vice president and be elected. But I don't know if that means that that's a master plan by the fucking cabal. And we're all going to, you know what I mean? Like they got to implement. Why Joe? Why not anybody for that matter?
I say it's a maybe master plan by the cabal. And I say that it's a couple years late. They just missed their mark, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. What if they expected him to go and he didn't? And they're like,
that's what I'm saying. Because he didn't want to go. He didn't sign that fucking letter of resignation.
Hey, would you admit that the government kills people?
Oh, for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They do. Especially their own.
And guess what? This is going to shock you. This is going to shock you. I agree with you, Greg. It's crazy. I agree with you. Why would they give prostate cancer, man? Like, that doesn't even make sense. You're going to fucking just... there's so many avenues with Biden, especially, that you could have took to... He could have just fell down the stairs. They could have fucking put a wonky stair on the fucking airplane. He would have hit the ground, fucking rolled down, hit the concrete, dead. Okay? True. Like, they didn't need to go
the... imagine that?
Hey, let's give him a 10-year cancer treatment.
When he crashed
treatment.
That bicycle, he'd have been gone. Right,
that was probably the government, dude. They probably were like, hey, make that fucking wheel.
Kickstand out now. Yes, Operation Kickstand, dude. That's what it was.
Operation Kickstand, dude. That's what it was. And he's so fragile that it would have been very easy. Like, right? It would have been easy. Why do a prostate cancer,
I think,
10 years?
Maybe that could have been a plan, but I think Kamala had so little support. They're like, we can't fucking do this. This is
right.
Insane.
Obviously, I think that's a bullshit idea. I'm just like playing right now.
I know. Well, he came up.
I do think that he had, I'm not sure that he actually does have cancer. I'm just going to say it. I don't know if he actually has aggressive prostate cancer. It just seems like weird timing for now, just like now that he's not in office anymore. Now he gets cancer. It's just weird to me, but I mean, anything's possible. He's old. So who knows?
Well, but I think it's more likely that he had it the whole time and they're just now announcing it because he's not in office.
Right.
Yeah.
But like, why wouldn't they take care of it and like try to get rid of it? Because prostate cancer if you catch it early, which assuming that he did his routine checks as president, he should have caught this early. So it's like,
well, I looked it up and there was multiple people that, I mean, Bob Dole had prostate cancer, was treated for it. John Kerry had prostate cancer, was treated for it.
Dr. Drew. He had prostate cancer, caught it early, treated.
Ulysses S. Grant had cancer. And he died from that, you know. So they don't all make it.
Well, they didn't have treatments back then.
You know what I heard, like, helps prevent prostate cancer? Just cut it all off, dude, you know what I mean?
What's that?
Jizzing.
Wow.
What?
Like, actually, like, having an orgasm routinely helps your prostate kind of... I don't know, just like a little, like a pump, you know, like a...
Wait, how did that go again?
That was the most unmedical way of saying it ever. Is it the little...
Yeah, just get that little like a boom.
Listen, I feel like I feel like men.
You know what they say: if you don't use it, you lose it.
Well, there's
that's what I'm saying, dude.
Some say the opposite now, though. There are some that are saying if you, I think one doctor,
you don't lose it, you gain.
No,
more?
She came out and said that if you if you ejaculate daily, that it can actually make your veins tighten up a little bit. And give you heart issues and stuff.
What?
I don't know.
See, I feel like that's another, like, miracle medicine, like, excuse. Like, gardening can give you heart disease, the weather.
I'm not saying, I'm with you. I'm not saying that's real. I'm just saying that, like, I don't know.
Even if that, even if
can
that's,
give you heart.
Do guys?
Yeah. Even listen, if that's true, I'm not believing it.
You want to believe, you want to believe the opposite?
I'm still jizzing, damn it.
Oh, God.
I'll never stop.
Once a day, jizzer. I'm getting a shirt. Oh, jizz every day.
Go to jizz every
day. It's for your health. Right?
Yeah.
Save your body. Jizz daily.
Have stains all over it, dude.
I don't know, dude. I mean, listen, I'm sure there's some health benefits to all those things, probably. But, like, I feel like men in general, like, even more than women, like, take care of that more frequently. You know what I'm saying? So if that was the case, just hypothetically, like.
Every people dying everywhere.
No, they would. Yeah. No, I'm saying if it helped you not, like, there wouldn't be a lot. Like, you don't think Bob Dole's been toking it out for, like, rubbing one out for 30, 40 fucking years daily? Probably. You know what I'm saying?
Depends on testosterone. I don't know.
That's true. I think that's the bigger thing. But I think that he probably has cancer, only because if you look at him, you think that he's sick. He looks sick. He's looked sick for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, we all put it at dementia. But here's the thing that I think is weird. If you're getting serious, right? Like, you know what he looked like when he was running for president. And then remember how we talked about his drastic change in the way his face is sunken in. And
yeah, he's a clone.
But there's that. I'm not going to throw that out.
There was that one time when he did grow a foot taller and he came out of the White House.
And his ears are connected. Yeah. That could be the facelift. But hey, his fears.
He definitely has had a facelift.
Dude, I certainly.
Oh yeah.
My thing with the, you know, just thinking about it over time. You know, like now that you look back, we had those conversations. Mm-hmm. Like, why wouldn't you make him look better? Like, why make him look?
Hey, you know
worse?
What?
Some
people think that's better. Have you seen some of the shit that people do now?
No, I'm just
getting
saying,
the fucking injections, and you're fucking look like a blowfish.
Oh, that's the worst. That's the
classic. I think it's like, they look better.
When it came to Biden's clone, I think it was like any port in a storm. It's like, it's what we got. We can't really.
I know,
it's
but
too late now.
We know how good they can do. Like, we know the government is probably so good at, like, disguising
cosmetics,
people. And, like,
aesthetics.
If you were going to, like, make a clone, like, why wouldn't you make him, like, 2015 Biden rather than, like, this fucking sack of, you know, he's just a literal, like, drooping, you know.
Because you have to make him identical. Otherwise, it wouldn't work for any reason. You'd want him for.
The goal was to make him sickly. I think that he's using this sickly shit to get out of being prosecuted. Weren't you saying, Chris, like, wasn't there a video going around saying, like, he was too sick to be prosecuted? Something like that? We were just talking about it before the show?
No, that was, what was the, I can't remember. Remember he had the, they were talking about the files in his garage. That's what it was about.
Oh, yeah.
And it was that fucking Asian dude who did the report and interviewed him. And he came out and testified basically saying, like, yeah, he shouldn't have had him, but he's so old and he doesn't remember things. Like, it would be a disservice to prosecute him because he can't remember anything. And so, like, it was all let go. You don't remember this?
I do remember talking about it.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, just kind of, can you pull it up and just try to find a refresher? I wish I could remember the guy's name. Dr. Wong Lee. Something. It was something, you know, typical, like I thought. Or Hugh? Who? H-U-E? Hugh? Huh?
Hugh. Oh, my name is Hugh.
What's the guy's name, dude? Okay, who did interviews with Biden? I'm going to look this shit up right now. With Biden about...
Oh, her. I think I got her.
Yeah, her.
I think I just got it. There it is. H-U-R.
Yeah, her.
Okay, so I just bookmarked it.
He had come out and he basically said that he was not all there. And like putting him on trial would be not worth it because he can't remember anything. And the reason we brought that up is because they just started releasing audio of the interview. And, dude, I'm telling you, I don't even want to play it because it's literally excruciating. Like, it's hard to listen to. He was asking him questions like, why would you put the, you know, why would you have these documents in your garage? For example, like I'm paraphrasing. And he just would ramble on about, well, it was when my son died. Well, my son died then. And the guy's like, no, sir, your son died like 3 years before this. And he's like, was it 3 years before that? Like, he just...
Oh, that's right, yeah.
He was just time. Like... He started getting sidetracked, just like he did with his, with, you know, speeches and shit. He got sidetracked.
Right.
They'd bring him back, and then he would be like, I don't know what's going on right now. You know, and it's just like this... You're just like, God, this is... I mean, why couldn't they just say, like, hey, this guy is not fit to serve? That dude should have just came out and said, listen, I don't know if we could prosecute him, but the dude should not be serving. All right, let's just put it that way.
Well, I want to listen to this guy say, like, what he had to say, because playing this man who's saying he is, like, a well-meaning elderly man with poor memory.
Yeah.
Playing that in, like, back-to-back footage of just this compilation of the mainstream media, like, literally telling you, sharp, tack. I mean, you had, like, General Milley in there. You had, like, all these people. Mm-hmm. So let's play this here.
Well, we're still bringing in evidence. So tomorrow we're going to have a special counsel, her, to come in and talk about how President Biden abused the classified documents laws. And then Mr. Hur chose not to prosecute him. But those are things that you could actually impeach for. And I think it'll be an interesting hearing as we adduce and bring out the things that he himself found, that this was willful and intentional, and that he just decided that Joe Biden was old and forgetful and sympathetic, and so he decided not to prosecute. Well, if you're old and forgetful and you can't be charged for a crime, then maybe you probably shouldn't be running the biggest, most important country in the history of the world.
Yeah.
Not well, I guess wrong. That was Representative Biggs. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But he basically reiterated what the other guy was saying.
Yeah, I mean, we don't necessarily have to hash that back, but, I mean, that was just one more piece of this big puzzle of, like...
Exactly.
We all saw it. He even saw it. But for whatever reason, to your point, if you want to get conspiratorial, like, why were they continually protecting him? You know what I'm saying? And then there's something to it. I don't know if there's some grand scheme.
I think there was a grand scheme. I think he was already so far gone that he didn't matter anymore. He was a figure piece. And they were able to do whatever they wanted and get done whatever they wanted, and he didn't have to be a part of it. They did everything themselves.
Then let me ask you this. Why remove him out of presidency and put Kamala in, if that was true?
They didn't.
They did at the end.
They told him he could not run, basically, and they put her in, which she's younger, regardless of how dumb she is and all the other things.
Maybe because she was on the same fucking ride as they were all on the same boat.
Yeah, but when you have somebody that's a cripple, basically, right? Like, you could argue the guy probably didn't make any decisions. Hmm. Would you agree with that? Probably didn't make any decisions. Why would you put somebody in there that would probably want to make some decisions, which is Kamala, right? Like, she would want to feel like she's left her fingerprint on something as the first
push back a little.
Biden, if that is all true,
I don't think she would have pushed back. I think she was probably easily.
No. I meant like if it was too deep down the throat, she'd have to push back a little.
Oh.
I'm gagging too hard.
I don't
do
she,
it so hard.
I don't think she has a gag reflex. I feel like she wouldn't have one. You know what I mean?
Oh, but yeah. Montel Williams got rid of that real quick.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. But why do that, right? If he's really the master, like, hey, we can use this guy. He's the face and da-da-da-da-da. Because here's the thing. Because
she was the same thing. You saw everyone saw interviews. She couldn't talk on her own. She didn't have her own fucking shit. She did everything. The Congress people or whoever was fucking behind the scenes wanted her to say when she had to say it. Yeah. It was,
you know what I really thought this whole thing was about? It was making people think that they're going insane, because everybody saw with their own eyes, mm-hmm. with their own ears, Joe Biden losing his fucking mind, sounding like a dementia-ridden patient.
A retard.
And he's running the United States. And so everybody's going, what? Why? Who? And yes, you had some people going, it's just he's playing cutie, so he's like a cute gender, like whatever.
He's got a stutter. He's got a stutter, Greg. Yeah.
Don't know why I said gender, but
I like it when they rub the hair on my legs.
Oh, boy.
Right. And he called them like little black kids roaches. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's just one of those things that he did. And, like, I feel like they wanted people to be so, like, I'm going insane. Because if somebody can't see this and all the media is saying he's sharp as a tack and all this stuff, I must be the insane one, right? Same thing that they did with the big C, little V, and the jabs and all this stuff. And they're like, no, like, get it. Like, you're the problem. You just got to go get it. And, like, everything will be fine. And it's like, am I losing my mind, or can we not talk about what's really going on in the world right in front of our face? And then you get Kamala coming in, and she had a lower approval rating than anyone.
Yeah, she did.
Running in the DNC, right? So it begs the question, why? Why, like, do they not have anyone else?
Well, so they, I think it was Nancy Pelosi that just came out with an interview the other day and was talking about that whole thing. And apparently, I didn't even get to watch it, but I heard some people talking about it. Apparently, she kind of said that their goal, and this could be, I'm gonna preface this. This could be because they want to save face on the fact that, like, no one got a choice, right? Because that was the big thing. Like, what about democracy? Like, why do we automatically usher her in and not actually have a primary, right? That thing. So this could be because of that. But what she said was, is the goal was this to, you know, he needed to be taken out of office and they were going to run a primary to get somebody in. But then he backstabbed them all by endorsing Kamala Harris. And she was not, she actually, his numbers were terrible, but hers were not good at all. Like you just said, hers were worse than his, but he endorsed her.
Right.
And so they couldn't go back on that for whatever reason. Like, right.
You know what though? I heard Steven Crowder say this, like, back when, I mean, I used to listen to Steve Crowder quite a bit.
Yeah.
And he was saying, I think that they wanted to lose. Because there's no other explanation for this. They wanted to lose because they didn't fucking have a plan, dude. And, like, they're going to let Trump come in. They're going to try to, like, filibuster his whole presidency. Like,
but they haven't,
know.
Really, though.
We'll see. I don't know. It's only been, what, 100 days?
Yeah, but a lot of shit's happened, regardless of whether you like it or not. I'm just saying there's a lot of pieces moving in directions that they're not really seemingly they have a lot of control over.
Well, we'll see. Because here's the deal. Is like, I feel like they might be setting it up for a run in 2028, because we talked about this. Like, they're just going to use this next like 4 years to kind of build somebody up.
Yeah, and but then, in order to make that fucking happen, I feel like Trump and who, like, they'd have to fail miserably.
Maybe.
And I don't think you could fail any worse than the previous four.
I'm just saying, like, if there's like an economic crash under Trump, like, there might be some people that are like willing to move on from him. I don't know.
I think a lot of people expect something like that, though. Whether it happens or not, I think people expect it. And the argument would be that, like, because of Biden's policy, we are now, you know, we've tried to correct the ship. We're obviously going to have a economic fall. And we may not, right? Like, the stock markets are up and down all over the place. And the trade war, we'll see how that pans out. And there's good things happening in a lot of aspects. But I'm not entirely sure, man, that I don't know why you would chance it. Like, he was very popular. I feel like they had to kind of cheat in order to get past the whole 2020. I really do. I think they had to kind of cheat, you know what I mean, to have Biden win that.
Yeah.
And so he was popular then. He got more popular. Why would you chance the fact that, and I'll be honest with you, most people are happy with him, man. I mean, I'm talking people that I talk to that I wouldn't expect to like him, or like, hey, you know, I don't like him, but, like, it's not that bad, dude. Like, this is not that bad.
Were they getting free money?
No, okay. No. I just think, like, when you look at, like, business, right? Like, we talked about this, pulling the Band-Aid off, like, ripping it off, I should say, right? Like, people wanted change. And, like, you can dislike the change, but what he's doing is change. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is change. Like, remember Obama, like, change and all this other shit? Like, that never happened. Like, there was no fucking change under Obama. It was the same bullshit over and over again. War, fucking that, you know? And listen, the trade war could be significant, man. I'm just saying, if it shoots in that direction where we come to an agreement and actually get decent trade, and we start pulling in trade from India and other countries that will help both, and we're bringing, if that works the way that it seems like it's working, then God help the Democrats, because I don't know how you win going forward. I mean, there's Democrats saying that, man. Like,
well, especially if it comes time for like I was saying, it comes time for midterms, and the country itself is bringing in enough money that fucking taxes and shit start going away. You're not gonna win. You're not gonna win against that. You're not gonna.
That's the only one that I'm like, I don't know if that's gonna happen.
That's what his direction goal is.
I know. If it happened, that would be amazing. My thing is like, I don't even look at that as, I'm not looking at that as a possibility, even if it is a possibility. I'm looking at like just the basic stuff, just the groundwork stuff, right? That would be a cherry on top of everything. But like, well, we've had a riff with China for years.
Well, yeah.
If we can kind of come to an agreement where they come off their fucking pedestal, or their fake pedestal, if you want to call it that, and we can actually have some decent trade and get business back in America, and we can make our own pharmaceuticals, bring down drug costs. There's a lot of stuff that's positive, man. And we got to see if it works. We got to see if it happens. But I'm saying if it does.
Yeah.
Then.
Well, and you've already seen over the weekend that, or was it this weekend or last weekend? I don't remember. Like in the Middle East, he's already brought in fucking, what, almost $3 trillion in fucking investments into the fucking country.
I mean, we'll see. Yeah. I mean, those things have to be built and they have to be implemented. And we'll see if that happens. Listen, a handshake is one thing, right? But some of these countries I don't trust. I'm just being honest. Like, true, I don't trust them, and we'll see if they actually build it here. That would be where I'm at. But to Greg's thing earlier, I'm kind of more convinced. What I'll disagree with you on is I'm actually just convinced that Democrats are nuts. And I think that they believe the shit that they say, and they believe the lies that they've kind of told themselves over and over. I mean, even today, there was a Democrat on the news today talking about Joe Biden's cancer, and they're like, do you really think that he could have served 4 years? And the guy's like, well, yeah, I mean, I have no reason not to think that he would have been a great president regardless. And I'm like, you're fucking out of your mind. The guy would have been 87 at the end of his term, and 87 with years of cancer riddling his body. Like, what are we talking about? Like, he would not have been able to do it. He would not have been able to do it. But they still have to say that he would, and I don't know why that would be unless they're absolutely delusional.
They're dumb.
They have to be delusional.
They're dumb.
The one thing that I worry about with Trump is the crypto stuff, because he's come out saying, like, we have to do crypto first. If we don't, China's going to do it. Like, that's always the excuse. Like, if we don't do it first, someone else is going to do it, blah, 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 blah. It's like, well, people are already kind of doing it. Like, Bitcoin is pretty big. Mm-hmm. There's, like, banks constantly kind of saying, hey, we're accepting Bitcoin. There's companies saying, hey, yeah, we're now accepting Bitcoin. So, like, my thing is, you can end the Fed, you can, end taxes and all that stuff. But if you do that and replace it with a crypto coin, is it worth it?
Yeah, but I don't think it's talking about replacing anything. I think it's also accepting that as a federal monetary
system. Yeah, I've never bought into the idea that they're going to replace the dollar. Never.
Just, you know, like, replace it completely?
The idea that they're going to get rid of coin and money and the typical that we use and just have a Bitcoin, I don't believe that. I never have believed that. I feel like it's going to be the next credit card. That's not a great comparison, but you get my point, right? Where it's an option like a PayPal or a fucking
Apple Pay or something.
There's like a form of payment. And if that's the case, fine. If you want to use it and you want to buy into it, and fine. You know, but I'm not saying I love it. I don't love digital shit like that at all.
Well, I'm just saying, if the dollar crashes and you need to reintroduce something, you introduce this crypto coin as your conversion rate and just say, okay, well, now we have crypto coins.
I think the dollar crash
technically, we're not even using the dollar right now. We're using a Federal Reserve note.
Yeah.
We're not using the U.S. dollar.
But we are. But that's the thing, though, is like, but it gets into like, what do you pay for, right? Like, you're using a dollar, technically, right? So, like,
the legally, though, like, the legal definition, I think Chris is trying to say.
Yeah.
But it's like, do we even, like, fucking follow legality right now
with money? Do people give a fuck? I really don't think they do. I really don't. I think,
the majority of people wouldn't even know the difference. or don't care to know the difference.
But that's what I'm trying to say, right? Like, a dollar to them is, I pull out a dollar bill.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, like, it doesn't matter what that means in the government form.
The difference would be, it would just be...
In state and local government, tech upgrades aren't optional. They're essential. Whether it's improving digital services, protecting public data, or modernizing outdated systems, the demand for skilled IT professionals has never been higher. CBT Nuggets helps you stay ahead with affordable, on-demand IT training that's built for your schedule. Our short, practical videos and hands-on virtual labs make it easy to build real-world skills in networking, cybersecurity, cloud technologies, and more. You don't need expensive hardware or complicated setups, just a browser and the motivation to grow. Whether you're an IT admin, public service tech, or new to the field, CBT Nuggets gives you the tools to better support your team and your community. And with new content added regularly, there's always something relevant to learn. Join thousands of learners who are upgrading their skills and advancing their careers. Start your 7-day free trial today at cbtnuggets.com. Because smarter tech skills don't just help you, they help your whole community succeed.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
We would be printing the Federal Reserve wouldn't be the ones where we're getting our physical money from. It would now become part of the Treasury, and our Treasury would be doing it instead. And they would slowly re-implement the U.S. dollar and replacing the Federal Reserve note with those.
But see, my thing is, like, I understand why that's important, but do people give a shit about it?
I think some people do.
Well, I mean, some people, yes.
But, I mean, for the most part, I mean, I feel like it's probably going to be a transition where unless you want somebody that pays attention to it, you're probably not going to really notice that much.
Listen, you get, like, a mortgage, you get a car payment, and then your bank, you know, messages you and says, like, hey, you know, we just sold to this bank, and now they're going to take your mortgage over, and you're like, okay, how much is it, the same? Yeah, it's the same. Oh, okay, whatever. Like, yeah. It's that to me. It's like, yeah. I don't give a shit as long as I'm getting it.
The only difference would be there wouldn't be interest on it anymore. So we
possibly, yeah. I mean, and those things
like
are
the U.S. debt would be completely. It wouldn't be a thing like it is with the U.S. with the Federal Reserve. We wouldn't be owing them fucking payments and interest because we borrow money from them constantly.
Well, you know, like Trump has his own meme coin.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
well, yeah, a lot
the
of people,
dollar sign
a lot
Trump.
Of people do.
Yeah.
But I mean, is that like where do you guys stand on that? Is that like a okay for him to make money off that while he's the president? Like, what is the, I don't really give a shit, but I'm just saying,
do I care?
Is there like a clause or something where the president can't like make money on the side while he's serving as president or something?
Well, he's personally probably not making money on it. He's probably one of his other businesses that somebody else is running.
I mean, the truth is he is, right? Cause it's going to eventually get to him at some point. I don't give a fuck. See, what I don't want a president to do is to, like, Trump was, here's the difference. It's a weird one because it's not like others, right? Like, Obama was nothing before he became president. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was just this up-and-coming guy that no one really knew that well. He didn't have any significant anything. And the fact that we talk about, like, him and Pelosi's that get really wealthy because they're in government.
Mm-hmm.
And because they make, you know, trades and stock because they know things that other people don't. That shit's annoying. Trump was already rich. He already had a brand. He already multiple brands, right?
Yeah.
He was already doing it. So, like, you have to take it for what it is. Do I care? No. If Obama had an Obama coin, whatever, dude. You know what I'm saying? He writes a book. What's the fucking difference, right? Like, and I know he did that after his presidency. Sure. You know?
Yeah, I would say if, like, foreign countries get involved, then maybe it's a big deal, you know? Like, because there's some floating around, like, China has, what, like, $300 million or something, a purchase of Trump's crypto coin. I don't know what this is, what it means. I don't even know if it's real, right?
Well,
it's like, can you trust anything?
The Hawk Tua girl had a crypto. Yeah, a lot of celebrities make these coins, and it's just a new thing, and most of them fail. People invest in them, they lose a ton of money doing it. So I guess at your own risk, right? Like anything else. But he's done the shoes.
Except for the Hawk Tua girl. She actually made a lot of money.
She did, but then everybody that invested in her lost
their ass,
dude. I want to say this. I'm not. I feel like the dollar, the collapse of the dollar, is a fear tactic by the Democrats. I'm not buying it. I haven't bought it. I don't buy it. Like, I feel like that's easy.
The what?
The downfall of the dollar. The whole like collapse of the dollar. I feel like it's a fear tactic. I feel like that's something that if you look in a newspaper from 1910, they would talk about the collapse, or 1950, there's something about it. Oh, it was the. It's just a fear thing of like.
People, like climate change.
Yeah, there you go. You know, it's scary because you don't know. The average person doesn't know about it. And so there's not much to, like, they just hear it and they go, oh, man, these smart people obviously know more than I do. Oh, I think the dollar is going to collapse. Is it really? Like, is it a way to push a digital currency even though it's not real? That's what I'm saying. I'm not into it, man. I don't think the average person is going to want to go digital. I don't.
Yeah. Well, like, I just bookmarked this. I don't even really know if this is real or if this is just hearsay, but this is like a story that this Weimar X guy is saying. China just added $138 billion to its economy. The Chinese government is using crypto to bypass Trump's tariffs. At least $70 billion will be injected into Bitcoin and low caps. Here's why China is buying crypto, blah, 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 blah. So, like, I don't even know if that's real, but I'm looking at the idea of, would you invest in a foreign currency or another currency to get around the tariffs? I don't even know how that would work.
I don't know how that would even work.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, that's not way much, above my pay grade. I don't know
about, not much about it.
I mean, the thing is from, you know, most of what I hear, and it's all propaganda probably. When you look at like what China does and what America does, like it seems likely that China's struggling more than we are. You know what I'm saying? Like, China has a market where they're producing, mass producing items to ship mostly to us.
Yeah, and they depend on us solely. Almost. Well,
I was gonna say, don't they steal? I mean, that's what we're told, is they steal intellectual property. Right?
I think they do. I just think there's a lot of, well, there's just a
headline. There's just a headline that came out that. Apparently, they found kill switches in all the solar panels that were being sold in the U.S.
I don't know.
Kill switches? They were able... They had technology inside their panels and all the shit they were able to access and turn them on and off whenever they wanted. There's probably that shit in all the stuff they sell. They probably have, like... They're collecting data. That's the same reason the fucking Huawei phones aren't allowed here anymore.
Well, and like when you hear something like that, you have to wonder, like, who's writing the article? Why? Like, is it really China putting that shit in? Or is it our own government? Like, we're doing it to like fucking blame another country so we can go to war?
Yeah, I think there's some fear mongering with it. Like, here's the thing, like computer screens, TVs, like there are actually people that break them down, tear them down, you know, junkies. At some point that somebody would have said something about it. You know what I'm saying? Like with the TVs and stuff, like you're breaking them down. People are techie. They want to tear stuff down, rebuild it. So, like, I just feel like if we would have seen something. Now, some of the devices, remember, it was actually at the F1 Formula One in Austin. Joe Rogan was talking about it, where he was saying that at that track, they had, you know, towers. And they found that there was Chinese, you know, boxes put on the towers. And they didn't know where they came from. But they had seemingly spy information, some spy technology in them. And like, so I'm not saying that they don't plant shit. They buy lots of land. You know what I'm saying? They're buying land. They're buying close to military bases. Like, there's a reason for it. They're probably trying to get information. I just don't know if it's in our TVs. I'm not sure. But
at the same time, it's fucking solar panels. Like, even if they did have fucking kill switches and all the solar panels that are sold in the U.S., what is that going to accomplish? It's not like the whole fucking country is ran on solar panels. That's not the way it is. They're actually very scarcely used in comparison to anything else. So, yeah, shut them off. What are you going to do is cut somebody's sub power that they might be saving a few bucks with their electric bill on?
It reminds me of the bomb, like the pager bombers, you know, the pager bombs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, dang, dude, could there be other shit in electronics? I don't know. Possible. Little poison pills?
Possible.
I don't know, man.
I just like, there's just a lot of, I don't know, man. It's just hard to like grab what's real and what's not. And I feel like it's easy to like speculate. I feel like the truth generally lies with the most like basic form for the most part, you know, like somewhere in the middle, but I don't know.
Let's move on. I mean, there's a lot of like this crypto finance stuff that I don't know how it's going to work. I mean, there's stuff about a $2 billion, like Trump was confronted on Air Force One by this reporter talking about an Emirati government-backed firm did a $2 billion deal using Trump digital coins. And he asked him, he's like, how did that deal come about? And he goes, I don't know anything about that. I really don't know anything about it, but I'm a big crypto fan, I will tell you. It's like, wait, what? I don't know. I mean, is Trump using like his position and power to like leverage the Trump coin with other countries and make $1 billion deals with his meme coin? I don't know. But that's what he's being accused of.
I don't know.
He's doing that. That might be a little sideways, but
I just don't know what you can, like, how you control that, right? So if Hawktua, for example, if she would have done a coin and became actually popular, right, which it did not, but it, let's say it
popular enough, she gained like $50 million.
Well, she investment, but it never, it just collapsed immediately, right? But like hypothetically, if it didn't collapse, right, and people were using that as purchasing power, like, is that on her or is that on the fact that people trust her and use that as currency because that's what it's worth.
But doesn't that bring up the whole, like, not blackmail, but, like, pay-to-play type of stuff that we were on Biden's ass for? We were saying, dude, like, he was doing deals with Ukraine, and he was the big guy taking 10% off the top. Not saying that Trump's taking any money, but doesn't it call into question, like, dude, if the Trump meme coin is doing a $2 billion deals with, like, foreign countries, like, what... Are you getting a portion? Like, should we investigate a little bit, or is that just like whatever it is? You know.
Listen, I've used this before because I collect. Right, there's a piece of plastic or a piece of cardboard that is a baseball card, right? And it costs one penny to make. Okay, hypothetically, right? It's a piece of cardboard. They slap a million, you know, prints on it. It values based off of what everyone else thinks it's worth. You know what I'm saying? Like, is that on Tops? The card company or Panini, or is that on the people deciding that they value it that much? Right. So it's the same thing. Like, you can make a coin and you put it out there. It's a coin. I don't know how much it costs to buy a Trump coin at all. But I'm saying is, like, you buy a pack of cards. I pull a card. I just pulled one the other day, $150 card, right? Boop, boop, there it is right there. $150. Right. So now I'm going to try to sell that card and get as much as I can out of it. Right. My point is like, no one's, that card doesn't necessarily mean that it's like, it's not anything significant than the next one. It's just because of who it is or what you think it is, it's worth more. And if I want to sell it for $500 or a grand, whose fault is that? That's just the person wants it that bad. Is that really on Tops or is that really on Trump? I should say, for this example that you're giving, is that on Trump because they're so popular?
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, if it's a Trump meme coin and it's gaining popularity, mm-hmm. I don't even know why, as a firm or a business, you would do $2 billion deals with a Trump meme coin. Like, what? Like, wouldn't you question that and be like, what are you doing? Like, how do you know there's going to be value and a return on investment with this fucking meme coin?
You don't.
That's my question, is like, what gives you the balls to do this $2 billion transaction? That's my question.
I just feel like if you're, that's culturally, that's where we're at right now with all the way down to the lowest level. People are making crazy investments in shit that's not, it's not worth that to me. Even it's not worth it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's true. This company could go fucking bankrupt.
They could be, you know, fucking making a huge mistake. But what I'm saying is like, you know, a Michael Jordan rookie card is worth $50,000 or $100,000, right? Depending on the grade, how nice it is, okay? And he's the greatest of all time, right? Like, there's no doubt he's the greatest of all time basketball, right? You know what he is. He left his mark. He is this, right? But then you get, like, the new rookie quarterback this year, okay? He's never played a fucking game. But his card is, you know, his autographed rookie card is going to sell for $25,000. And he hasn't even made a snap. So what I'm trying to say is like, people are investing massive amounts of money in dumb shit, hoping that it pans out. But like, that card, listen, just because I'm into it, go and just watch some YouTube videos of people talking about their bad investments. They're like, yeah, I bought this $30,000 rookie card, okay? And the guy fucking broke his ankle. He's not playing anymore, and it's worth a buck. I mean, that shit is not uncommon. And the only reason I say that is because we're in a kind of a culture where people are just spending, even on art and other things, just an exuberant amount of money on shit that they don't even know. Why would you spend $30 million? That guy's not going to be greater than Michael Jordan. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, why are you spending close to Michael Jordan value? That doesn't make sense. Right. So bad investment, yeah, bad investment is what I'm trying to say.
For sure. But I'd say, like, the scale and, like, the, you know, the consequence is much larger. Could be much larger. You know what I mean? With a $2 billion purchase versus, well, like,
yeah,
the cost of a card, a basketball card. But, like, I don't even know who this company is. This is saying a United Arabs-backed government fund says that it will use cryptocurrency backed by the family of President Trump as part of a $2 billion purchase of a minority stake in the scandal-tarred digital currency exchange Binance.
We'd have to look into that a lot more.
It was Abu Dhabi-backed MGX and Binance, the world's largest crypto exchange. And then this is a deal that will be conducted using digital currency created by World Liberty Financial, the Trump family's cryptocurrency firm. And Zach Witkoff, the founder of World Liberty Financial, revealed to those in attendance at the crypto conference in Dubai that the firm's stablecoin, USD1, will be used to seal the deal.
So obviously, and whoever's getting that money, all right, whoever that company is, that's taking that particular payment feels that it's a worthy investment. That's all I'm trying to say. I'm not saying it's right or it's wrong. I don't know. But you have the right to buy stock. You have the right to buy things that you feel like could fail or not fail. No?
Yeah.
Well, it says Donald Trump serves as the company's, quote, chief crypto advocate, while his sons Eric Trump and Donald Trump Jr. hold the title as Web3 ambassadors. And then Barron Trump is listed as the project DeFi visionary. Yeah. I don't know if that means like they get money, but they're like listed as like official titles and stuff. That just, I mean, obviously, if it's like a Trump coin, whatever, right?
Well, from what I am seeing, he has multiple different Trump coins. I just looked and I found four different ones. Being like the most one is like worth $13 a coin or something like
that. Well, this one's USD1. This one's not a Trump coin. So I take that back. This one is USD1. That's the name of it. Mm-hmm. It's a stable coin. So I don't know what that means, but
listen,
it's worth looking into, dude.
It's worth it. I feel like we haven't really had a president who was also a businessman, and it's going to create things where they're going to have to like figure out how to regulate that kind of stuff, right? Because most presidents don't come in as business owners and people that just create shit, random shit. And so maybe at some point they look back and they say like, yeah, you know, you can't do it.
I mean, he just has, at his inauguration, there was a lot of big tech there, bro. And a lot of people who back the creation of a digital currency, right?
I've heard a lot of them say they like digital currency. And again, that depends on what you value that as. Is that you like digital currency because like it's an option, or do you value it as the only option? And if it's the only option, then I don't think it gets support, is what I'm trying to say. But like the idea of just backing digital currency, I don't know if that's like a negative per se. It's just like, hey, I you know, at some point somebody said I back a card that you can swipe and you're going to get endless money.
I think cryptocurrency is real bad, dude. But like, what are we going to do? Because I think what they're going to do is come out and incentivize it and be like, hey, if you sign over to cryptocurrency, convert your 401k, I'm just throwing out examples, we'll get rid of your taxes. Like, you won't have to pay taxes when you pay out. Or like, who knows, man? I mean, they were offering free donuts for a Juicy Boosie. That's you know true. What I mean? Like, so yeah. I'm just saying.
Juicy Boosie?
Who knows what people are going to do?
You know what a Boosie is, don't
you? Oh, yeah. They get juicy too. Oh wait. Oh god, hopefully not. What is a Boosie?
You just played that all off like you totally knew.
Is it Gary Busey? No,
it's like a vagina.
A butt vagina?
Yeah, it's a
Boosie. That's a bussy.
It's a butt
pussy.
Butt pussy. Oh. Yeah, Boosie.
I think I saw a picture of one of those.
That's really gross, dude.
That's bussy.
Yeah, that's
the thought of it. The more you think about it, it's not a great thing. Dude.
No, it's not.
I saw this.
It's like
question.
The opposite of a gunt. You know,
I saw this. There's this game that they were advertising on TikTok, like a card game, you know, fun kind of like adult humor card game. And it would, like, ask you questions and whether you would do it or not.
Oh. Yeah.
And, like, the one that they used an example is would you lick the ass crack of a homeless person for $25,000?
No.
And at least in the game, they're like, yeah, dude. I'd probably
25 grand?
Fuck that.
I would not. No.
I mean, you're talking about
a homeless dude? I was
talking about a couple 10 minutes of pain for 25.
Dude, that is a smell and taste that will never leave your memory.
Probably
never
not.
Leave your mouth.
It would probably
you'll taste that forever.
Probably leave your mouth.
Nah.
A little mouthwash.
You're tainted.
I don't know, man. 25?
You don't know what's growing in there,
I'm
man.
I'm saying 25 grand. Like, just here's
25 grand is not that much money.
It's pretty good money, dude. If it was sitting right here and you're like, hey, it's 25 grand.
I'm not licking a homeless dude's asshole.
Lick Greg's ass crack for 25 nah. grand.
Nope.
Mm. Would it matter more if it was a guy or a girl?
A little.
A little bit?
A little.
Okay. So a woman homeless.
Homeless woman. Makes it worse. I just think there's weird shit growing in there. And, like, who knows?
Yeah, there's no
who
showers.
Knows how I dirty mean, that's on, been for who knows how fucking long?
It's crusty.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably
crusty. And how much do they really wipe?
No.
I'm just saying, do you have toilet paper on hand?
No, they drop trowel, pinch loaf, move along with their business.
Right.
Would you do so it if you had 10 homeless people in front of you?
And you get to pick?
And you get to pick one. Would you? Because then you could look and be like, they look cleaner than the other. It's a real question. 25 grand.
He would walk down the line and smell and, like, inspect every one of them. Like, he'd, like, pick through them for fleas. He'd be like, let me take a look at
listen,
this.
Listen, what's
the real deal? 25 grand. Here's like, I could go on the game, any game show and get last place and get more than 25 grand.
Maybe. But the point is the average medium income is what? What's the medium income? Like 35,000 or something like that is the average income of America. Look it up. I don't know. But my point is 25,000 is a chunk of that shit. You know what I'm saying? And for 5 minutes, it wouldn't even take 5 minutes to do a lick. But for that quick second of lick, is it worth 25? Right. That's what I'm trying to say.
US, like in 2022, the U.S. median income was 40,000.
40. There you go.
You know what, though?
2024... It's 59.
So it went down?
59,000.
I guess it's only 5 months of the year.
No, but
like
went
so
up.
Here's oh it went up. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so here's the deal. I guarantee on any Saturday night, like in like downtown Dallas or like San Antonio, you can find some drunk dude, some drunk cowboy. Out with his brother. Yeah. Hey, man, 25 grand, lick this bum's butt crack. Fuck yeah, I'll do it right now.
Yeah.
And he would, like, get in there, dive around, and then come up with a smile on his face.
Man. And then he would laugh himself to the bank because he just...
Yeah.
Think of the nasty shit we've all done, you know what I'm saying, in our lives. And you're like, for a quick second, all I'm saying, listen, I'm not saying you should. I'm just saying, like, you can't just say, like, no way. Like, you can't just say that. You know, you can't. Like, what if shit's... 25 grand, dude.
Man, I'd have to be real drunk.
What could you do with 25 grand? You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm trying to say. Like, if you
make
just
a
had
down
it,
payment on my car. No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you just if they said, here's a bag with 25 grand, and you're like, damn, I could X, Y, and Z. I could buy a new car. I could get my whole house resided, painted, renovate everything I want to. I could put that in my... That's a college, really. I mean, for some
would
aspects.
You?
Region,
would you?
Could you imagine I'd the consider. Story that you yeah. tell your neighbor?
See?
I'd have
you,
to consider
you wouldn't
it.
Say yes, but you'd...
I'd have to consider it. But yeah, because...
But I guarantee you'd ultimately say no.
Well, morally, it's wrong. It's just not right. But I'm just saying, like, moral be damned, right? Like, if you were like... It
moral
depends on the
be system. Damned.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, it's pretty nice to have cash, right? And you're just like...
Right.
If you really
lick actually, a homeless dude's feet,
yeah, I would 100%, dude. 100. That's not even a. I would be like, where's the foot? Like, bring it on. Like, a foot. When you're talking about a
that's
sweaty
okay, that's
butthole,
true. Yeah,
that's a little different.
That's
than that's
true. Right? I was picturing this, like, Dave, when you said, like, reside the house or something, yeah. Like, you're standing out there looking at it, and your neighbor comes over. Yeah. Dang, that looks real nice there, Bob.
Man,
yeah.
I licked an asshole for that.
Yeah.
Paid for it with a lick of an asshole of a
I wouldn't
sweaty
say
homeless
that.
Man.
How much that new siding cost, Bill? Fucking asshole's worth.
Yeah.
A lick of an asshole.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't tell him that. I'd just be like, I put in a lot of hard work for this one. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of...
Wouldn't you just, like, have the nickname ass licker the rest of your life?
If no one knew, that's the other side. If no one knew about it, like, if you didn't...
So you put a mask on, like, one of those...
No, I'm just saying
masks,
if some guy secretly came and was like, listen, I got this guy right here. I'm going to give you 25 grand. No one has to know about this.
They're going to film it.
No, no. If they don't film it, if they're not going to do it
without fucking.
I'm just hypothetical. If no one, if you didn't have to tell me, or Greg, or your wife, or something, if you didn't have to say it, and you're just like, oh, I can get this without no one, and like, yeah, I guarantee no one will ever know. You would do it. You would do it. You'd be like,
You know what this reminds me of? Have you guys watched Black Mirror, the latest season?
No. I've only watched episode one, dude.
Episode one, the thing that guy does for money. Like, you just watch it. I don't want to tell you.
Dude, people do some real gross shit for money. You know what I'm saying?
That's true, but I mean...
I'm not saying we would, but I'm just saying people do. And all I'm saying is, like, just a little bad taste on your tongue. Is that really... Because would you regret it? Honestly, if you did, let's say you're like, no way, I wouldn't do it. And then 6 months later, you're like, man, I'm fucking working this job 50 hours and I'm fucking... You know what I mean? And you're like, damn, I wish I had that 25 grand right now.
No, because even if you got the 25 grand, you'd still be working that job for 50 hours.
Yeah, but you know.
It's not like it's quit your job money, man.
I know, but you could have had a little more fun, a little fuck around money. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe for not very long.
It doesn't matter. It's like, it's just it's a little butt lick, dude.
Well, hey, you can't convince me. How about we go like this? Leave a comment and say, would you lick a bum's asshole for 25 grand?
Yeah.
Okay. What would the cost be? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, would you do it for 50? 50 fucking grand. What if they said, we'll give you your year's salary for one lick of the butt? Yeah, you would.
I think like minimum butt lick cost would be like 100 grand.
Do you have to be on the wagon wheel? Like you have to lube the spokes?
You got top to bottom, dude.
Oh, that's worse.
Top to bottom.
That's like not just like a hit. Not top a little to bottom. Lick. Either there. That's like you're bottom, fucking
like right above the sack.
The whole undercarriage.
Or the whole. You know what I'm saying? Oh, whatever on, you decide man. To go, woman or man.
Ew, the you whole gotta, would be the worst.
All the way up to the fucking, the peak of the fucking back.
The top. The
see,
top
you could
kind of
skim real fast over the hole and be like.
Honestly, like you know the mean? Top of the crack would probably be the worst spot.
Because
if the homeless guy did wipe at all,
it collects right
it's,
there.
He's not getting all the way up. So he's
not using wet wipes either.
Yeah, no. And it's just like collecting and that the very tip of the crevasse.
Yeah, dude.
Is
it?
There is no. So I will tell you this.
Gross.
I will tell you this.
I mean, they go. Listen, you don't have to lick top to bottom. You have to circle the butthole three times. You know what I'm saying? That's worse. That's where it was great.
No, they would say you don't have to lick the crack, but whatever that crust is right at the tip of his butt crack, you have to lick that.
You see where it's flaky right there?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Lick that. Suck on that flake.
Is it because of... let me ask you this. Is it because you're in the crack that is bothersome? Like, what I mean is this.
Even if I'm... If I'm near it, it's bothersome.
I know, but hear me out. Would this make it worse or better? If they said, listen, we understand. We don't want your face buried in this guy's butt crack, right? We don't want you to do that. Because the image of that alone is kind of...
But what
if they said you have to hand wipe that thing and fucking lick it off your hand? Would that make it worse or better? I feel like it's a little worse, dude. Now it's on two parts of you. You know what I'm saying?
Now you see it.
Yeah, now you're thinking more and more. You're looking at your hand going, do I do it? You know what I mean? Like,
oh, God, dude.
I will tell you this, though. When I worked at the gym and I had that homeless woman come in.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, she came into the, like, signed up for a free week membership and went straight into the locker room.
Yeah.
And this was, like, a really small fucking gym. Everybody at the time. And, like, the bathroom is on the lower floor and it literally reeked. She just went to take a shower.
Yeah.
And it stunk up the entire bottom floor like a tuna can, dude. Like 20 open tuna cans just poured in hot, steamy ass water and just let that steam flow.
It carried it. It carried it across the whole building.
And she was in there for over an hour and a half.
Yeah.
I mean, she is dirty.
She's a dirty one.
But I'm just saying, imagine the smell.
You know what I'm saying? That's the point of picking, though. You could kind of get a little. That's a rough smell, dude.
Here's the deal. That is what you're licking, dude.
Well, that's her. You know what I mean? Like, they're not all the same.
No, dude.
What if they were?
I bet they're all.
Okay, but hear me out, though. What if they were a highly attractive homeless person? Like, you've seen occasional, like, where you're like, that woman would be so pretty if she wasn't homeless. You know what I mean? Like,
that woman would be so pretty if she didn't fucking stink.
Yeah,
like, smell is a big thing to me, dude.
I know.
If you stink.
I get you.
Here.
I get you.
You could be a 10 out of 10. If you got some stink going on,
I know. But here's the thing. I'm not saying that you got to date this woman. Like, that makes perfect sense. You're like, I don't want to. Yeah, you're making money. That's all I'm trying to say. You're making money. You know what I'm saying? You're like, hey, listen, I'm doing this for the cash. You know what I'm saying?
This is a monetary opportunity.
You remember that homeless girl I had at my work in Portland? She came in during COVID, right? She came in. Her name was, Tammy or Tina. I don't remember. But she came in.
Of course it's Tina.
And she walked in. She always came in. But she walked in. She pulled her pants down a little bit and started spraying herself with her sanitizer bottle. Ugh. Just spraying it, and that shit was dripping.
Like,
dude.
Your counter cleaner?
No, we had the, because it was, you know, COVID. We had the fucking little thing that at the front of the store where you could, like, it had some sanitizers on it and spray,
like,
bottles.
Shit you fucking in your hand?
There was,
like,
that
hand sanitizer.
But we had the spray too. We had the spray sanitizer that they would use on the carts and shit. They wiped their carts down. They wanted to make them clean. Like, she sprayed the fucking sanitizer on her cooch, dude. She was soaking it. You know,
like,
trying to clean herself. Level. And to be fair, we didn't have, like, an overwhelming smell, you know what I'm saying? But she definitely sprayed her little vajayjay, you know what I'm saying? So at least she was trying.
Well, maybe a guy had an opportunity to make 25 grand. She was going to make it easier.
I mean, the thing is, they sell dude wipes. You know what I mean? They're not that expensive. You know what I mean? Like, you could get some wipes, you know what I'm saying? If you were homeless, like, that, I feel like that would be the
but
way.
But that's what you're spending your money on if you're homeless?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't know, man. I mean, it depends on how
drugs
much you care.
Drugs or alcohol, bro.
Yeah, most. But some people want to be clean. Like, there are some homeless that try to be relatively clean.
Who? You know some?
Yeah, there were some that came to the store that were, like, rather clean, dude. They like, I mean, obviously they're homeless. They're not as clean as any normal person. I'm saying, like, they were trying to keep themselves up. Like, they weren't, like, you know when you draw a homeless person? They weren't that. Like, they at least tried to have... Dude, listen.
They just looked like they were, like, a normal dude camping for a long time.
It's like they don't shower but once a week. You know what I'm saying? Instead of, like, they just don't shower, period. You know what I mean? Like, they get a room every once in a while.
I'm just saying, like, most homeless that I see look like they're crazy on drugs, haven't showered or bathed in, like, a long time.
They
got dirt on their face.
I don't care. I'm not doing it for $25,000. No way.
I don't know, man.
I've been thinking about it just now.
I
can't do it.
That means Dave's in, dude.
I already told you. I would not just say no.
25 grand, I'm not licking.
I would have a long conversation with my wife. I'd be like, listen, are you going to be mad if I do this? Like,
are you ever going to kiss me again?
No, probably not.
Probably not.
God damn, dude.
Probably not.
You ain't getting anywhere near her again.
Yeah.
You have homeless asshole lips.
I feel you just use a tongue stained. Scraper. You know what I'm saying? You scrape that shit pretty well, dude.
Yeah, but they know. You know. That'll never leave your mind.
I mean, mouthwash for 5 minutes. Do some real strong alcohol mouthwash, dude. That just will burn right off, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but just because you know you did it, you're going to have phantom smells. You're going to smell it all.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Like one thing will set it off. Like, you'll walk by a restaurant and be like, fuck. No.
Listen, you guys are talking me into it. It's probably not worth 25 grand.
It's not worth 25 grand. But, I mean, I shouldn't have to talk you 50, out of it.
50, 75, 50, 100?
That's what I'm saying. Like, minimum ass crack lick, 100 grand.
If somebody offered you 100 grand, you would. Is that what you're saying? 100 grand?
No. That's just my starting point, bro.
No, I'm just saying, if they offered you 100, would you just go, like, yeah, damn, maybe. Yeah, I mean.
I say who and, like, where are they at? Like, let me take some, like, real hard look.
What point do you say yes? Like, there's not. What point do you just yell yes? Like, $10 million.
Yeah.
I would have to see the ass crack presented to me.
10 mil.
Like, in front of.
10 mil, I'd lick whatever you
If they said, here's 10 million cash right now, dude, in Bitcoin. What?
In Bitcoin. Okay, no.
Here's 10 million cash right here, dude. You got to lick this crack. I think every person that I know would go, like, yeah, dude, fucking, that's not even a question. I would absolutely do it. 10 million.
10 mil, yeah. I'd have a hard time saying no.
I'd say, give me two. I'll take a dessert. You know what I'm saying? Like, 10 million? Fuck yeah, dude. Why not? Why not?
I could live with some shame.
I would say, give me.
It wouldn't even be shameful. You'd be like,
it'd be shameful.
I'm just thinking how much Steve-O made, you know, like, on Jackass and all this stuff for, like, literally, like, pinching his balls and shooting himself in the crotch.
That's different. He didn't lick a homeless person's asshole.
I bet you he has. I bet he hasn't. I bet you he
has. But he also did, like, 2,000, like, way more dangerous shit to his, like, genitals.
I know, but I'm just saying, people do crazy shit to their bodies and for money. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm trying to say. Not saying it's right. I'm just saying they do. So 10 million?
Oh, yeah. I don't know, man. I don't think I would do that.
For any kind of money?
Man, who knows?
Dignity.
Maybe OnlyFans is out there. Maybe I just got to stick my ass crack. Who's going to lick my ass crack? Okay?
For 10
Let's
million?
Ask that.
I'll be over
How
there tomorrow,
How much would it cost?
Bro. I'll fly there tomorrow.
It costs somebody $10 a month.
How much would you pay me to lick my ass? You know what I mean?
Oh, my
God. No, I get the money and my ass licked.
Greg, that's his new thing. He just wipes his butt with his finger, puts it on a piece of paper, and then ships it to the people for $10, dude.
$10. Yeah.
You can smell my sweaty crack, dude.
God, yeah, dang it. Man, that went a different direction.
It's all good, dude.
Hey,
it's 11-11, though. Shit. Make a wish, guys. Make a wish. Run the show on 11-11. Greg's always a pleasure to talk to you guys. It's great.
Hell yeah.
Enjoy your Monday, the start of a week.
Yeah.
Be safe. Be happy Memorial Day this weekend. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yo. Do it.
Better, guys.
Peace.
See ya.
Are you looking for legit ways to make extra money? Our friends at The Side Hustle Show have put together this cool free 60-second quiz to help you do just that. All you got to do is go to hustle.show. You can do it right from your phone. Answer a few short multiple choice questions, and it'll recommend a few episodes of the hit Side Hustle Show podcast to start with. You can add your personalized Side Hustle Show playlist to your device, learn what works, and start making more money today. Again, that's at hustle.show or follow the award-winning Side Hustle Show in your favorite podcast app.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.